This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So one of the biggest battles in tech today is artificial intelligence, specifically the battle for expertise and recruitment. As Apple looks to make big strides in this field, it grapples with its famous reputation for secrecy as it aims to search for talent in a world of artificial intelligence, which is known for its openness. Where does this leave Apple in its pursuit of AI success? Joining us with more, patching in from San Francisco, as always, is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Welcome back, Trip.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
So it seems like AI is the one thing that has managed to get Apple to open up. First off, why is transparency so essential in the world of AI?
Transparency is essential in the world of AI largely for recruiting reasons. This is a field that's still very rooted in academia. A lot of the experts in the field typically do postdoctoral work and postdoctoral research. As a consequence of that, these are people who would typically, years ago, have then moved on from that role into academia to actually, become professors, to do research for the rest of their careers. What we're seeing is Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and others are so interested in AI that the opportunity to move into industry and make so much more money is pulling these people out of the world of academia and into the world of business and the corporate world and the tech world.
So how exactly has Apple begun to take those steps in being more transparent? And is it enough?
At this juncture, Apple's mostly talked about becoming more transparent. I mean, they hired a director of artificial intelligence research late last year. That director went to a major artificial intelligence conference in December of last year and announced that Apple would begin publishing research and become more involved in the larger AI community. And since then, Apple's created a blog and posted about four total papers that it's gotten peer reviewed. And it's trying to at least be a little more open about some of the AI research that it's doing.
Mm-hmm. So that's the name of the game. What is the deal with Apple's secrecy, though? Is it just used to having to protect its innovation and that MO kind of spilled into its AI operations and beyond?
This is really part of Apple's identity, right? I mean, this is a company that has really defined itself over the past decade and a half since Steve Jobs returned to the company by having Steve Jobs or someone else walk out on stage and, for all intents and purposes, pull a rabbit out of a hat, right? I mean, they don't right. want the public to know what products are coming, and they want to kind of preserve that surprise to really leverage as a marketing tool to get people to go out and say, wow, I mean, look what Apple just did. I have to go get this. In addition to that, they also want to be sure that their competitors aren't emulating the technology that they're adopting and trying to front run them on some of the devices that they plan to release.
Should that be a concern ever in the AI world, though? While artificial intelligence thrives in a transparent environment, should competitive concerns come into play? Should there be limits to how open companies are in these fields?
Professor Noah Goodman, who's at Stanford and is an AI researcher and who works with Uber, says that really it shouldn't be a concern, that a lot of the keys to AI research is typically what you wind up publishing are algorithms, and that those algorithms aren't really worthwhile or can't really be unlocked or fully understood without the underlying data that the company holds that is proprietary and allows them to kind of use that data for their own ways and means.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about Apple's latest efforts in the world of AI. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Trip, ultimately, perhaps the lesson here is that AI is only as successful as the talent it recruits, and transparency is what lends itself to recruiting these researchers. But since Apple has an advantage in its must-have products, might that ultimately be what gives them the edge in the recruitment of talent?
Another professor I spoke to who's with Carnegie Mellon said exactly that. She says when students come to her and say, hey, I've got an opportunity to go to Apple, but I'm concerned because I won't be able to publish, people out in the AI community may forget my name. Should I go there? She looks at them and says, well, you have a chance to work on these devices that are in people's hands, millions of people's hands around the world, and that should offset and if, at least for some students in her mind, that dilemma that they run into when it comes to, you know, perhaps a lack of transparency that, that Apple affords.
Tripp, thanks as always for the latest.
Thanks so much for the time.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.